This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I think this is politically a loser for the Republican Party because no one believes that you can cut literally hundreds of billions of dollars from healthcare and food assistance and nobody gets hurt.
Well, not surprisingly, former Senator Claire McCaskill not real thrilled with the House reconciliation bill that passed a little over an hour ago by one vote and now heads to the United States Senate. And we're fortunate enough to have Missouri Senator Josh Hawley live with us this morning. Senator, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I'm not surprised by Claire McCaskill's reaction to all this, but what's your take on the reconciliation bill and what's going to happen over there in the Senate?
Well, good that it's moving forward. I mean, we need to get going on this, Mark, is my view. And it comes to the Senate now, and we'll do our part. There'll be a lot of work to do. But we need to get this thing onto the president's desk. And here's the bottom line. Every working person in Missouri and every working person in the country needs a tax cut. I mean, you think about how Joe Biden punished working families. I mean, nobody could afford anything, gas, groceries, rent. People need some relief. And Donald Trump ran on giving people relief, no taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime, a tax cut for people who have kids. And it's time for us to deliver on that.
Remind me what the majority is in the Senate, because I know for the House, it only passed by one vote with the two Republicans voting no.
We've got 53 in the Senate, so it's a tight seat. I mean, tight majority, tight number of seats. We can only lose three, and then, of course, the vice president could break a tie. So, you know, it's a slim majority. We'll have our work cut out for us. But listen, it's time to deliver on the president's agenda.
Yeah, Senator, where do you see those challenges, though? Because, you know, even the slightest change, this has to go back to the House, where it only got a one-vote win to begin with. Do you think that's on the tax cuts for tips and that? Is it on Medicaid? What do you think the difference is here?
Well, we'll have to dig into it and look and see. And, you know, the Senate is it's a different body with different folks, so people have their own sort of priorities. I will say that, you know, the president has been in close. Actually, I just talked to the president about this yesterday afternoon myself, so I think I've got a good sense of where his head is at and what he likes and where we're headed. I'll just say this. I mean, I think it is vital that we deliver tax relief for working people. I think we need to heed the president's instructions over and over. Do not cut Medicaid benefits. I think that's absolutely vital. We're a working class party now. We need to give working people some help. And that begins with cutting their taxes. That's what Republicans do. We need to do that. And we need to roll back all of the unbelievable Green New Deal climate change garbage spending, trillions of it, that Joe Biden did. And there's probably even more of that could be cut out. It's so disastrous, terrible for our economy, terrible for our standing as a country. So, you know, there's plenty of work there to do.
Speaking of helping people, you were in North St. Louis shortly after that tornado came through and obviously did a lot of destruction. I know you were calling out insurance companies saying, hey, you need to pay those claims in full. The other thing you did, which I thought was so crucial, was obviously I know our governor was you know, making that plea to help us with that emergency declaration, but you went straight to Kristi Noem and you're trying to get it expedited for us. Do you have any update on that, on what that looks like, how long it could take to get approved and then get the funding back here to Missouri?
Yeah, we actually have several disaster declaration requests that are awaiting approval. I will tell you, I talked to the president yesterday late afternoon about this. We had a good conversation about it. And I just told him, I said, listen, Mr. President, you know, we are really hurting in Missouri. St. Louis is really hurting. I talked about what I had seen on the ground there. I told him some of the stories. You know, he loves that. I mean, he loves people. He loved to hear about it. I said, it is worse than the pictures would lead you to believe. And the pictures are bad. I said, but if you go and see yourself, it is very bad. And he understood that, so I'm very hopeful that there'll be some action soon. It's his decision, of course, ultimately. But, you know, Kristi Noem has promised to expedite all of these requests straight up to the president. I've spoken with him directly. So let's see. I mean, I just emphasize to everybody I've talked to, we need the help ASAP.
Senator, what is the what's your take on the delay? I mean, not surprisingly, his critics, in fact, a lot of Democrats here in Missouri are accusing him of dragging his feet on federal assistance here. But as SEMA was in town yesterday, they said there's a process you have to go through to trigger this federal aid. Is that your understanding of it?
Yeah, it is. And frankly, I think the bottleneck is FEMA. And this has been a consistent problem, I have to tell you. I mean, we've seen this over and over in our state with natural disasters over the years. I mean, so you think about the disaster requests that are pending from a couple of months ago. I mean, the one that we suffered through last Friday, that request, actually, the governor hasn't made a formal major disaster request yet for that. So that yet has not hit the president's desk. But the ones that are pending, the ones that happened a couple of months ago, FEMA took weeks and potentially months to make a recommendation on those to the president. Now, that recommendation is required by law before it actually can go up for the president's approval. So I also spoke to the FEMA administrator in the last 24 hours and made clear to him, listen, we cannot have these requests lingering and languishing forever in some bureaucratic bottleneck. You need to push these things out. We need to get these to the president. Again, we are in need in the state of Missouri. People are hurting. We need help. And Missourians have paid their fair share here into FEMA and all these other taxes. Now, when we need relief, we want to be able to get it. So I've grown very impatient with the long wait that FEMA has put us through. And I will just tell you, Mark, that, you know, we hear all of this about from the Democrats. Oh, FEMA, it's the best agency in the world. Really? I mean, really? In Missouri, what we found over and over again is that too often it's slow. They don't get the damage assessments right. They don't get the awards to people who deserve it. So I'm just going to be watching very closely here. I've made it very clear to everybody involved. We need this damage relief. We need it quickly. And FEMA really is the one here that needs to expedite this stuff.
Yeah. Senator Josh Hawley, our guest this morning, I heard part of your cross-examination of some of those insurance executives where there's been evidence that they got people intentionally dragging their feet and denying claims. You had a message for them as well, right?
Yeah, the message is pay out your claims, beginning with the people in our state. A lot of people now are going to be submitting claims because the damage, the loss is huge, just huge, in St. Louis, in southeast Missouri, and then from those storms in Mid-Mo and southwest Missouri, other places earlier in the year. So I've sent a letter, Mark, to every single major insurer in the state of Missouri, and I've warned them. I've said, listen, you know, these people, our people, have paid in their premiums faithfully. Now it's your turn to honor your contract and to pay out the policies in full when people submit claims. I've set up a hotline. I invite anybody who's listening here who's having any trouble with their insurer, go to my hotline, go to my webpage. You just Google it, you can find it, or just call my office, any of my offices. Call them. We will help you. But if people are having trouble, I want to know about it. And to the insurers, my message is, if you don't pay out these claims like you're obligated to, you're going to get a subpoena from me.
When it comes to getting the disaster declaration and then that federal funding, what's the criteria? Is it a certain dollar amount? Because I know they're saying, what, 1.6 billion, 5,000 buildings destroyed. What are they looking for?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
There's a whole series of criteria in the statute having to do with the dollar amount, scope of the damage. Then you can also get, folks can get what we call individual assistance. So individuals can get direct relief from FEMA. That's going to be important in this case because, again, I will just tell you, walking these streets earlier this week, talking to folks, so many folks I talked to didn't have insurance. You know, I'd ask them, how are you coming with your insurance? And they'd say, well, Josh, actually, you know, I don't have any. My home, you know, I got it from my grandma, or I bought it from a family member, don't have a mortgage on it. You know, these are homes in many cases in these wonderful neighborhoods that have been in families for years. If people don't get individual relief from FEMA, they're not going to get anything, which means those homes aren't going to be rebuilt. So I've emphasized this to the FEMA administrator, and this is why FEMA is on the ground now, which is good, and they're doing their assessments, which they have to do in order to get that disaster declaration officially in front of the president. But again, they need to move on this, and they need to fully capture the scope of the damage because it is very, very extensive. People need the help.
Yep. Senator, one last question. I saw where you're pushing for the DOJ to kind of crack down these mifepristone regulations. That's the abortion pill, for people that don't know.
Well, you know, what happened is Joe Biden came into office, the most rabidly pro-abortion president in American history, and he removed all of the safety protocols that are around these chemical abortion drugs. And these are drugs now that can cause, as we've seen in a recent study that was just done, major, major adverse health events. That's the technical language. We're talking about hemorrhaging. We're talking about sepsis. We're talking about life-threatening events. Over 10% of women who take them experience, over 10%, that's a massive number, experience a serious adverse health event. And the Biden administration didn't care. They came in and said, you know what, the rules are that, well, a physician has to prescribe this, and a physician has to screen for an ectopic pregnancy, and a physician needs to be on hand to administer the drug. They gutted all of those. Now a telehealth provider who's not a doctor in India can send the drugs, mail them into Missouri or any other state. This is ridiculous, Mark. And it also, it's designed to undercut our voters deciding how we want to protect life. It doesn't matter now what Missouri passes because they just mail it into the state. That needs to change. We need to put safety protocols back on these drugs and also honor the will of the people of Missouri.
Yeah, thank you for working on that. Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Senator Josh Hawley there. Glad to hear he's working on that because he's right. It's allowing people to conduct their own abortions, and there are serious health risks that the Biden administration just chose to ignore. They don't care as long as they can have more abortions. It's disturbing. All right, coming up, we'll get former Senator Jim Talent in here and pick his brain over maybe the challenges they face trying to get this reconciliation bill through the Senate. We'll be back here in just a minute. Stay tuned. We welcome in now former Senator Jim Talent this morning. And Jim, welcome in. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. Thank you.
Good. Breaking news here. Obviously, the House passing the reconciliation bill. We just had Josh Hawley on talking about the odds of this thing getting through the Senate intact. And Claire McCaskill and the Democrats are tap dancing because they're convinced that the Lisa Murkowskis and the Susan Collins in the Senate might 86 this, to use a phrase Jim Comey doesn't understand.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think they're going to get a bill through the Senate. I think it'll be a different bill in many respects, but not in a lot of respects. And then they'll go to a conference committee and come out with a compromise, and then I expect that to pass as well. I mean, you knew this was going to be difficult from the nature of the thing, and also because in the House they have such a narrow majority, but they focused on getting it out, and they did. Abe Lincoln said one time, I navigate point to point. That's what Johnson and the House leaders are doing. They're just taking one step at a time, doing what they have to do to get this done, and I think they will. They're going to try to do it by July 4th, and I hope they can.
Yeah, well, they've definitely got a little bit of a steep climb. I mean, but what it does here in terms of making these tax cuts permanent, I just found this out yesterday that the tax credit they want to give for babies, I didn't realize this until I heard Secretary Haslett mention it. The tax credit for $1,000 for every newborn goes into a fund, and it's invested in the child's name. And then when they turn 18, they have access to the money. Is 18 or 21? I don't know. When they become of age. So it's not like it's a check being handed to the parents. It's an investment in their future. That's huge.
Yeah, it's the use of tax policy, in this case, to help people accumulate assets.
Right.
And, you know, it's well known, Mark, that this is especially important for people coming from a poor background. The accumulation of assets is really important to get out of poverty. I'm glad they're doing this. Now, of course, there is an argument that the tax code should be simplified and not used for specific purposes like this, but that ship has kind of sailed, right? In other words, we don't have a simple tax code. So this is not changing or remaking the entire tax policy of the United States. It's an attempt to keep taxes from going up, to get the economy moving and to benefit Americans and to fulfill one of the president's promises. And we've got a significant victory now. And now we move over to the Senate and we'll see what they do with it.
Jim, did you get a chance to watch that? Well, I would call it awkward at times, interaction between President Trump and the president from South Africa yesterday. Curious to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, what's awkward is, and that's a euphemism, is what they're doing in South Africa. I mean, this has been coming for a long time, but it's just open racial oppression. Whether you want to call it genocide or not yet, obviously the president's correct about the number of killings. I mean, all this is documented, and the leaders of the South African government have been encouraging it, and the president confronted the president of South Africa with it. You know, everybody says, oh, Trump doesn't care about human rights, et cetera. So then when he does show concern for human rights, they criticize him. But this is a problem in South Africa, and I don't think it's going to get better anytime soon. So I'm glad the president said what he said.
Yeah, here's part of it for people that missed it.
You're taking people's land away from them. And those people, in many cases, are being executed. They're being executed. And they happen to be white, and most of them happen to be farmers. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough situation.
You know, the president of South Africa likened what he's doing to eminent domain, Jim. It was such a ridiculous argument. I think I laughed out loud when I heard him say it.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the governments of the UK, Canada, and France are criticizing Israel for going after Hamas. And then again, they accuse Trump of not caring about human rights. It's an absolute inversion, which the elites in many of these countries have bought into. And if I think about it too long, I start getting very angry. But you're perfectly entitled to ask about it. I mean, it's of a piece with so much that we're seeing, where these people at the top, at the commanding heights of our culture, expect us to just not believe our own eyes and to believe what they're telling us. We're just going through another round of this with Biden, and it's incredible on issue after issue after issue. And then they wonder why nobody trusts them anymore, why these institutions have lost credibility, and why in America anyway, we're trying to clean it up. The Europeans would be well advised to follow suit, but I'm not holding my breath.
Well, and to try to claim that Trump's only letting them in because they're white. You keep hearing some of these liberals try to make that argument. Like, oh, it's because they're white, otherwise they wouldn't be allowed in.
Yeah, well, here's the word. And of course, I don't know about everyone individually, but people have a right to come in and claim asylum when they are the victim of oppression, systematic oppression, based on certain factors. And one of them is race. Yes. There's others as well. Religion is one of them. So here are people who actually have a claim to asylum, and they don't want them to come in. Well, at the same time, they're telling us that we can't deport the people who came in under a claim. And, nobody believes that some vanishingly small number of them may have a legitimate claim, and they get the right to litigate it if they do, but most of them don't.
Yeah, it's media malpractice again. Jim Talent, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, guys.
You bet. We'll talk soon. Former Senator Jim Talent. We're going to be back. We got Kim on a Whim still to come. Stay tuned.
Are the Facebook open?
When you say, would I like to do? I don't know what to do.
So I was trying to play you the soundbite from the president yesterday without South African president. And here's the thing about it, and I mentioned this earlier. The headlines on this, Donald Trump is an unconventional president because he has no problem arguing or confronting someone in front of a TV camera. And so many of these politicians are so careful about that because of their public image. They're worried about this, they're worried about that. Donald Trump doesn't care. He's never cared about it. It's when he faced off with Pelosi and Schumer in the White House that time, and they're like, Mr. President, this is not where we should be talking about this in front of the cameras. He goes, it absolutely is, because the American people need to see how these conversations go with you. So he confronts this South African president yesterday, and I want you to hear the reaction from none other than Nicole Wallace over there at MSNBC. So Nicole Wallace has an opportunity. I hope I saved that soundbite here. Let me look. I might not have. Do you have it? Play that Nicole
today,
Wallace.
Today, Donald Trump meeting with the president of South Africa and attempting to ambush and humiliate that leader inside the Oval Office. But what he did instead was embarrass and humiliate the people of the United States of America again.
Did he embarrass the people of America by confronting a man who I'm sure, the president looks old enough to have lived there when apartheid was taking place, right? And what was apartheid? Do you remember that whole controversy, Kim, with Nelson Mandela when a very small minority of whites controlled the entire country? The vast majority of the people that live there are black, but they controlled all government, all everything. It was this apartheid government. And it ended, right? And they freed Nelson Mandela. He'd been put in jail for daring to speak out about them. And it was awful. Nobody supported that idea. Now here we are, 40 years later, and they have developed a system in South Africa that is it's apartheid in the other direction. So now the majority in that country that happen to be black are persecuting and prosecuting and killing and raping and mutilating white people just for fun, mm-hmm. like just out of revenge. And the government does nothing about it. Retief Goosen is a golfer, right? He played in the PGA. And so this president looks at Trump and denies that there's anything like that going on in his country. Well, he happened to bring with him this South African golfer, golf pro, Goosen, and the president looks up and goes, well, what's your experience? Because Goosen is white. And listen to what Retief Goosen said right in front of the South African president. I don't know if he was maybe feeling confident that he could say this because of the environment he was in, but this is clearly not what the South African president wanted him to talk about. Listen.
Yeah. There is some issues up there, obviously. My dad was a property developer as well as a part-time farmer. And, yeah, some of his buddy farmers got killed. The farm is still going. My brothers run it. But it's a constant battle with farms trying to get, they're trying to burn the farms down to chase you away. So it is a concern to try and make a living as a farmer. And at the end, they, you know, without farmers, there's no food on the plate.
So does your family and your brother, do they feel safe on the farm?
They live behind electric fences, you know, try and be at night safe. But it is constant whenever you leave that something could happen. And
there's nowhere to live.
You know, both of them has been attacked in their houses. My mom's been attacked in the house when she was 80. So it is difficult.
His mother's been attacked. His brothers have been attacked. Whenever you leave the security of your farm with high electric fences, you face death in South Africa. And yet the media claims this is a falsehood, that this is being falsely reported, that the president has embarrassed us, this joke, Nicole Wallace over at MSNBC. Listen to some of the sound from the opponents in South Africa, specifically the former South African president and some of the stuff he said as well. Let's start with him. Listen to this.
The question of land. The land of our forefathers and our foremothers must return to our people without any fail and without any payment of compensation. And it must happen now.
That's the guy that was sitting in the White House with the president yesterday, campaigned on the fact that he would take away the land from the people that currently own it. And he has no problem if they die. Listen to the opposition there in South Africa. Listen.
A revolution demands that at some point there must be killing, because the killing is part of a revolutionary act.
Shoot to kill, Nyamaza. Kill the poor, the farmer. Kill the poor, the farmer.
Kill the boar, kill the farmer. This is what they chant in South Africa. You have to understand what's going on there. They want to take the land, and they don't care who's on it.
You can do. There's nothing this parliament can do. With or without you, people are going to occupy land. We require no permission from you, from the president, from no one. We don't care. We can do whatever you want to do. Who are you to tell us whether we can occupy land or not? We are going to occupy land. Yes. South Africa, occupy land.
Nothing to see there. There's no reason why anybody who happened to be white in South Africa would need to seek asylum in the United States, is there? So for the mainstream media to look you in the eye this morning and claim that somehow President Trump was in the wrong for having the guts to confront somebody who's committing genocide or allowing it to happen in his own country. When's the last time you saw an American leader stand up and do that? Ask yourself that question. You haven't. That's the answer to the question. You haven't. Donald Trump had the guts to not just bring him to the White House and take him into a side room and chew him out. He did it in public. And the guy had no answers for it.
Well, who will also be chewed out is the South African who said that his family was scared and lived behind electric fences. Can you imagine being a fly on the wall on that flight back if they already have returned?
Right. No.
He certainly was not anticipating him saying that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How do you deny what you saw in the video? I mean, having Trump play the video for the South African president, and the president
the
at
crosses.
One point seemed like he was trying to avert his eyes, and Trump just kept pointing to the TV, almost insinuating, you know, watch. He didn't want to watch. It was very obvious that he did not want to watch it. And it went on for several minutes to the point where it added to the awkwardness of it, but that also was the strength that Trump has, is he's not afraid to do that.
Which is when Peter Alexander from NBC tried to change the subject by asking a question about the airplane from Qatar, and Trump just took him out at the knees. Like, what? You're an awful reporter. Why would you bring that up right now? This is not the setting or the time. It's not like you don't have access to me all the time. Why would you bring that up when I'm in the middle of destroying this foreign leader sitting in my office? It's just more example of the failure of the media these days, for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim. What are we talking about?
The big breaking news this morning since we've been on the air is, of course, the House passing this big, beautiful bill now moves to the Senate for a vote. And part of that is actually cutting Medicaid funding for these gender-affirming care things they're doing, surgeries, puberty blockers, hormone therapy for minors, which I think is a huge win. I have to tell you about and play you a clip from this trans activist who wanted to send a very strong message to President Trump, because I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more messages like this one.
Kim on a Whim.
Something tells me we're about to see more protests coming, especially with this big, beautiful bill passing the House and then hopefully passing the Senate, because part of what it does is it cuts Medicaid funding for gender-affirming care, which would include surgeries, puberty blockers, and hormone therapy for minors. And it's interesting because I just saw this crazy story where there was an activist, a transgender activist, who wanted to send President Trump a message, a strongly worded message about what this person believes the right is doing toward transgenders and queers. So they hung something, this massive flag, at Yosemite National Park. And I want you to listen to this person talking about this.
Some carry hate. We carry the largest trans pride flag to ever be flown in a national park and unfurled it on the side of El Cap to prove a point that trans is natural. The Trump administration and transphobes would love to have you believe that being trans is unnatural, but species that can transition sexes can be found on every continent and every ocean.
They're showing pictures of fish. Earth.
So call it a protest. Call it a celebration. We are bringing elevation to liberation. They try to erase us from government websites and education systems and libraries. So we raise this flag higher than ever before, so every trans person knows that they have people that love them in their corner. The people united will never be defeated.
You want to know how high up, Mark?
How high up was it?
1,500 feet up. Up the mountain.
Up, the face of El Capitan.
They brought this massive flag that's 55 feet wide and 35 feet tall. No idea if it's still hanging. I'm sure that they'll try to get it down, but then they'll just try to put it right back up.
You know what it proves? It does prove something. It proves that trans people can climb mountains. Like, is that a surprise? That's all it proves, and it's defacing. Like, if I went to a national park, which is what this is, in Yosemite, and I decided to climb a tree and hang a flag, I'd be charged for defacing the park. You're not allowed to do things like that in a federal park.
So it's not just like spray painting where you would actually have to use something to get it off. You're saying it would qualify just hanging the flag.
Because they went up and they used probably the carpons or whatever they call them, tag into the wall for people to climb, and they attach the flag to it on each side of this crevasse or whatever you call it in the face of the cliff, and then he hung this big flag up there. Well, somebody's going to have to crawl up there and take the darn thing down, because the unless they're more woke than I think, I don't think the Federal Park Service out there is going to allow that to stay up there. It's a national park.
Mm-hmm. I really do think we're going to start to see more protests like this, and you know, you and I have talked about this. I mean, we can say we don't agree with a lifestyle, but that doesn't mean we hate trans people. It doesn't mean any of that.
But the point is, we
shouldn't be paying for their surgeries. We shouldn't be paying with taxpayer money for puberty blockers, especially when it comes to, I mean, really for anybody, I would say that, but especially when it comes to minors. We saw what happened with Washington University, and we had the whistleblower come out and say this was happening. And then, of course, WashU was quick to try to negate all that, where turns out it was happening. And they did shut the clinic down.
Well, that's true. And it's about time.
Yeah.
I saw a meme the other day with a Pizza Hut. It was an abandoned Pizza Hut with that old red roof. You know what I'm talking about. And
do they not have that anymore? I thought that was still
there. There are
the
some
Pizza
Huts,
look.
But there are very few that you still eat inside at, right? Most of them are like where you get delivery or you pick up. But they're just small these days. And the picture basically said, when you drive by this, you know immediately what it used to be. Sort of like looking at a trans person. Like, you can change change the name on the building if you want, but you know that it used to be a Pizza Hut. There's no doubt about that.
Maybe. There are. We've seen some of them on the front cover of magazines, and I'll be honest, there have been a few people where I really can't tell.
Well, I know, but his point
But this person, you got to look at this person, by the way.
His point here is that it's natural.
Well, because again,
it's
showing
natural.
They're showing, the guy was showing pictures of fish and other species that live in the ocean and saying that is comparable. And that's just, it's comparing apples to oranges. Because there are animals, I guess, that can change gender. I don't even know.
Men cannot get pregnant. You have to have a uterus.
Are you sure, Mark? I think they can.
I'm absolutely sure. You can't be a woman one day and be a man the next, and then claim that you're a pregnant man. That's a mental disorder, is what that is. It just is, and at least people can say it these days. Isn't that refreshing?
Well, without getting kicked off of X
In England and places, they would lock you up for putting something like that on social media.
Thank goodness for the
and
First
call
Amendment.
It disinformation. Yeah. Thank God for the First Amendment. And I'm glad you pointed that out, that the bill they passed would not allow any federal monies to be spent on that nonsense anymore, which is good news. Coming up, we'll talk to Shannon Bream about that shooting overnight of two Jewish embassy officials.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.